My friends, it is such an honor to be here in your presence in this place. You honor me by listening to what I have come to say. And we are especially thankful to the Dean for his welcome to us in this place. I am especially pleased to finally have made it to St. Nino's Episcopal Mission today. We are so proud of you in the convocation of Episcopal churches in Europe. And we are so proud of all you have accomplished. I am proud to be your bishop. And wherever I go, I tell your story. Now, friends, I am not that smart. But I know one thing you don't know. And that is how much longer this service will be. So this sermon will be short. And if you don't want to miss it, you had better pay attention. Last week, and again this afternoon, we have been hearing from St. Paul's letter to the Galatians. Paul's letter to the Galatians is always worth our attention. But the reading from last week and this week set before us ideas especially important today. Because in those readings, the idea at the very center of what Paul is talking about is freedom. A year ago, none of us could have imagined that we would be gathering for worship here today in Tbilisi while a war was raging just across the Black Sea. Maybe those of you who call this place your home could see all of this coming better than we did. Because you already know what it is like to have an aggressive neighbor living in your front yard and in your backyard too. There are many explanations for what is happening in Ukraine today. But from a Christian perspective, it comes down to this. The people of Ukraine are fighting to protect their freedom. And their freedom is nothing less than a gift from God. They are fighting for the freedom to be their own nation, their own people, and to order their culture and their lives as they decide. St. Paul says this to the Galatians. Brothers and sisters, you were called to freedom.
Yes. თავისუფლებისთვის გაგათავისუფლოთ ქრისტე.
The idea of freedom is not an ideology of the West or the East. It is not something invented by the powers of this world. Freedom is a spiritual fact with political consequences. As Christians, our interest is in the spiritual fact. So what shall we make of this? For us, the ground and source of our freedom has nothing to do with the decisions of governments. It comes about as the result of the work of Christ on the cross. Through his life, death, and resurrection, Christ has forever freed all of humanity. From the prisons we have made for ourselves. Those prisons are made from the ways we have always tried to associate differences between people with the worth of people. This is something humans do instinctively. And it gets us into trouble. We make prisons for ourselves out of ideas like these. White people are more worthy than black people. Straight people are more worthy than gay people. Men are more worthy than women. Rich people are more worthy than poor people. My nation, my language, my people are more worthy than my neighbors. These prisons are something we make for ourselves. To tell ourselves we are important. They are enforced by the cultures we create and to which we are expected to conform. Paul is teaching us about how the resurrection has freed us from these prisons. Remember, right before the words we heard today, right before Paul tells us that we are made for freedom, he teaches us this. There is no longer Jew or Greek. There is no longer slave or free. There is no longer male or female. All of you are one in Christ Jesus. We have been freed from the prison of forgetting that God has made us all equals.
გავთავისუფლდით იმ ციხისგან, რასაც ქვია დავიწყეთ ამას, რომ ღმერთმა შექმნა ყველანი თანასწორები.
And sees us all as equals.
და რატომ ხედავს როგორც თანასწორებს?
All of us.
ყველა ჩვენს.
The only problem is.
ერთი პრობლემა, ერთადერთი პრობლემა არის.
We are not so sure we want that freedom.
ჩვენ არ ვიცით რამდენად გვინდა ეს თავისუფლება.
Because if you think about it, it means the end of whatever it was we thought made us special.
რადგან თუ ამას დავფიქრდებით, მაშინ შეიძლება დავასრულოთ ის, როგორ ვეგონა აქამდე, როგორ წარმოგვედგინა აქამდე ეს თავისუფლება.
Our freedom is something no one can take away from us.
ჩვენ თავისუფლება არის ის, რასაც ჩვენ ვერ აღვწერთ.
No government, no army, no police power, no criminal.
ეს არ შეიძლება თავობას, არმიას, პოლიციას, ძალაუფლებას, კრიმინალს არ აქვს.
Our freedom means we are the equal of the prime minister.
ჩვენ თავისუფლება ნიშნავს, რომ ჩვენ თანასწორები ვართ პრემიერ-მინისტრის.
And we are the equal of the beggar in the street.
და თანასწორები ვართ ქუჩაში დახმარების მქონელებს.
God sees all of us as equal.
მერც ჩვენ ყველას თანასწორად ვხედავს.
And God expects those of us who are baptized.
და მერც ჩვენგან მონაცვლებისგან ელოდება
to treat all other people with the dignity and respect they deserve.
ჩვენგან მონაცვლებისგან ელოდება სხვა ადამიანებს მოექცევით მათი ღირსების პატივისცემით.
Because
ისე როგორც ისინი მსახურებენ.
Because they are just as deserving as we are.
რადგან ისინი მსახურებენ, იმიტომ რომ თითოეული ჩვენგანიც მსახურებს ამას.
That is what Paul means when he tells us this disturbing thing.
სწორედ ამას გულისხმობს პავლე, როდესაც გვეუბნება ამ აფორიაქებელ აზრს.
That what we are supposed to do with our freedom is to be slaves to each other.
რომ რა უნდა გავაკეთოთ ჩვენ თავისუფლებით, ჩვენ თავისუფლებით უნდა გავხდეთ ერთმანეთის მონები.
No one wants to be a slave.
არავის უნდა რომ უნდა იყოს.
And yet there is a higher dignity that comes from serving others.
მაგრამ არსებობს უფრო მაღალი ღირსება, უფრო დიდი ღირსება, როცა ემსახურების სხვებს.
When we do it because we know how much Christ has done for us.
ამას ვაკეთებთ, რადგან ვიცით, რა გააკეთა ჩვენთვის ქრისტემ.
One of my favorite theologians has written that the sure sign Jesus did not intend for his followers to have power.
თემერტი საყვარელი თეოლოგი წერს, რომ არსებობს კონკრეტული ნიშანი იმისა, რომ ქრისტეს არ უნდა რომ ჩვენ ადამიანებს, მის მოწაფეებს უყოლოდა ძალაუფლება.
Is that he taught us to wash each other's feet.
მან გვასწავლა რომ ერთმანეთს ფეხები დავუმოყვა.
At the deepest level, our baptism has freed us from the prison.
ყველაზე ღრმად ჩვენმა ნათლობამ გაგვათავისუფლა და მოგვენიჭა ჩვენი თავისუფლება და გაგვათავისუფლა ყველა ციხე.
Of thinking that the purpose of our life is to have power over each other.
გაგვათავისუფლა იმ აზრისგან რომ ამ ცხოვრების აზრისა რომ ერთმანეთზე ქონდეს ძალაუფლება.
We have been given the freedom of realizing that the purpose of this life is to love each other.
ჩვენ გავათავისუფლეს, იმიტომ რომ მივხვდეთ, რომ ამ ცხოვრების აზრი არის ის, რომ გვიყვარდეს ერთმანეთი.
God hopes we will be his when we affirm each other, uphold each other, accept each other, and admonish each other, all in love.
მერც აქვს იმედი, რომ ჩვენ ემსახურებით ერთმანეთს, გვერდით დავუდგებით ერთმანეთს, ივიღებთ ერთმანეთს. სიყვარულით გავაკრიტიკებთ ერთმანეთს. ყველაფერი ეს სიყვარულით.
To live into that freedom is a difficult and dangerous thing.
ამ თავისუფლების ცხოვრება რთული და საშიში რამაა.
It means knowing you may be taken advantage of.
ეს ნიშნავს, რომ შეიძლება უცებ სარგებელს იღებდი ამ თავისუფლებისგან.
It means feeling vulnerable all of the time.
ეს ნიშნავს, იყო მოწყვლადი ყოველთვის, ყველა დროს.
But it means remembering that we are saved.
მაგრამ ეს ნიშნავს გახსოვდეს, რომ ჩვენ ვართ გადარჩენილები.
Not by a God who acts through power.
გადარჩენილები არა იმ ღმერთის მიერ, რომელიც მოქმედებს თავის ძალაუფლებით.
but by a God who suffers for love and makes himself entirely vulnerable on a cross. That is the kind of community these 16 people come before us today asking to join. That is the kind of freedom they have found in our community. And I testify to all of you, I have seen that kind of freedom in you. I have seen you treat each other with that kind of freedom, that kind of love, that kind of service to each other. If I have seen that in you, then I am sure other people have seen that in you as well. So, make sure they see more of it. Make use of your freedom to serve them too. To serve Christ in them. By God's grace, we have been given the freedom to live not by the rules of our cultures, but by the law of love. I dare you. I challenge you to keep doing it. Amen.